Well, good afternoon, strong friends. Hanging out in the sauna over at ARC after TSC. And, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about ego, competition, intentive exercise, and the winning and losing of competition and exercise. I noticed some people not wanting to do competition because they're either not ready physically, not ready mentally, they're afraid of doing it, they're afraid of failing. And then I noticed people in the competition who did better than I thought and were excited, who didn't do as good as they did last time and were really bummed, and then there's the middle ground. And I also talked to people who were there who didn't compete because of either an injury or they didn't compete because they knew they couldn't control the dimmer switch. Exercise has the intention of exercise to make ourselves better, and then we use exercise as tools to increase our body's ability to do a list of things. Competition or sport requires us to push our body in sake of the sport, not for our body. And a delineation from competing against yourself, competing against others, and competing with your own body. And, you know, let's just say you push yourself beyond what you should and you hurt your body because of competition. Well, what's the value? What are you getting out of that? Now, if you are extremely driven and you want to win a competition, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Own it. Just be about it. But if you're using exercise and competition to push yourself as a human, but you want to stay a healthy human, then we need to put ourselves as best as we can to our control. You know, I had a deadlift that was not near what I have done in the past, but I was okay with owning it and not potentially injuring myself, which means I have to kind of like tell my ego to shut up. And that's hard. You know, even there was a really experienced coach who did not compete because he knows he can't turn down a dimmer switch and he would hurt himself. And that just takes time to learn, but it's really smart. Should he do a competition and be okay with not winning? Well, that's up to him too. It doesn't really matter. But we can't get super down on ourselves when we compare ourselves competition to competition when our goal is to be a better human being. So if the score wasn't as good and I keep bringing myself down about that, I'm not doing good for anyone. So just because this TSC probably will be my lowest score I've ever scored in a TSC doesn't mean that I'm not as good of a coach or a trainer or an athlete or a human. It just means that, well, that's just where it was today, and that's okay. Next time leading up, if I really want to improve those numbers, then I should diligently train and use that intention of competition in training, not just randomly show up and miss sessions and not practice hard. Two parts. Is the intention of your exercise to make yourself better, or is the intention of the exercise to be better at the exercise? Is the intention of competition for the competition, or is the intention of competition just to be involved in a community? There's no right answers, but you need to know that ahead of time so that you have a better outcome from the experience. Own your wins and own your losses. Both are really great. Don't devalue yourself because of a less than spectacular number. You should be stoked to even have the ability to do a competition. That's all I want to say. Get that out of here. Ego is a motherfucker, and sometimes we have to just own it and be about it and just have that conversation with people. Have a conversation with yourself about what is the intent and why are you doing it. I'm out of here.